Have you noticed this deception occurring that's in the popular media about the so-called proof for evolution? This tricky deception is they're using microevolutionary changes within a kind as proof for the broader notion of macroevolutionary change from one kind to another. Simply, microevolutionary changes, they're absolutely observed and uncontroversial. That's how we get variations within kinds of dogs and horses and even humans. The problem is that genetics have now established beyond any doubt that a kind cannot change beyond the range of its inherent genetic code. That is, the dog kind can adapt and breed within a range looking like everything from a little chihuahua to a Labrador, but they're still dogs. A dog can never grow a trunk and become an elephant, or grow wings and become a bird, or grow gills and become a fish. This is now absolutely established science. So there is a deception, and it goes further, because many using microevolutionary change as proof for evolution generally aren't even getting close to presenting this full historical picture that's required by the entire theory. Actually, unknown to many, evolution has at least six distinctive phases set by science in the following order. First, there's cosmic evolution, and that is the development of space, time, matter, and energy from nothing. That's the Big Bang. And then there was chemical evolution, which is the development of all naturally occurring chemical elements from an original two, hydrogen and helium. The third phase would be stellar and planetary evolution, which is the development of stars and planets from these evolved chemical elements. Fourth, you have organic evolution, or spontaneous generation, which is the development of organic life from inorganic matter, that is, a rock. Then you have macroevolution. This would be the neo-Darwinian concept, which is the development of one kind of life from another kind of life. That's your amphibian from a fish, a bird from a lizard, etc. And then there's microevolution. And this is the development of variations within a kind. The example, the Chihuahuas and Labradors, both dogs, descended from a common ancestor, a dog. This sixth phase of evolution, it's the only phase that's been observed and documented. The first five phases of evolution that are absolutely necessary are totally assumed and unsupported. I think Sir Arthur Keith, he's a famous British scientist, he said it well. Quote, "Evolution is unproved and unprovable. We believe it only because the only alternative is special creation, and that is unthinkable." End quote.